Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. I don't know where White Brian is, so we ain't streaming yet. Good morning, Toby. Good morning, Landfill. How's everybody doing?
Can't complain. I didn't have a long drive back from Richmond yesterday, so even better than you.
Dog, driving yesterday. So I woke up at 6 to get from Raleigh to Richmond, and it was pouring the whole time. Now, the upside of Raleigh to Richmond, outside of, like, getting out of Raleigh, really no traffic. You're kind of driving through, like, legitimate country, like, you know, southern, southwestern Virginia. Yeah. I got to stop in Petersburg, which a buddy of mine from Richmond texted me later in the day. He's like, dog, don't stop in Petersburg. Apparently, Petersburg, not the nicest part of town, which makes sense because they have slot machines at the gas station.
Yeah.
Did the show yesterday in Raleigh. I thought the show was fun. You know, it was cool. I got to hang with Mike Phillips, who is really a good friend that I never get to see anymore because he's launched his own website and isn't around the Skins as much. Had a cheesesteak. Pretty good.
Very nice.
The drive from Richmond to D.C. sucked. And that's not really a surprise. It was raining. There were multiple accidents, man. Like, it was dumping rain. I'm sure everybody in at least the local listening audience experienced the rain. But I have a question for you, Toby. I have a personal question. You all right with that?
Yeah.
Landfill, I'd like to be sure you're paying attention here because I feel kind of insulted, honestly. Landfill, Toby has a cup from McDonald's. It appears that Toby got McDonald's this morning. Toby, did you get McDonald's this morning?
I did, yes.
Did you think to offer the rest of the boys some delicious McDonald's breakfast?
I did not think to do that, no. Unfortunately,
I did
not.
My one seed of fast food breakfast foods is?
McDonald's, of course.
Yes, but I mean specifically McDonald's hash browns.
Hash browns, okay.
I'm not known for my voracious appetite, my ability to eat a lot of things at once. I could eat 10 McDonald's hash browns.
Okay.
If I didn't care about the consequences, I can eat 10 of those things. So thank you for nothing, Toby.
I'll pick up McDonald's breakfast sometime for the boys.
All right. Well, we'll take
that. Consider it a rain check.
Obviously, there's a lot to discuss. There was some hockey. There was some hoops last night. The Indiana Pacers are in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Just wild.
It is. I got a hot take. I kind of think they're going to beat the Knicks. I got a hotter take. And maybe you'll hear this afternoon. I think I'm taking the Celtics tonight. What's that? Like, whatever that line is, I'm tempted.
It's about time that Finals MVP from last year showed up. Now that Jason Tatum's gone.
Who was it, Brown or Kristaps?
Jaylen Brown. Like, he's got to show up.
Dude, have you looked at the line for Knicks Celtics tonight?
No, what is it?
Yes.
Celtics? Are they favored?
Yes.
Minus 6.5?
4.5.
4.5?
That's crazy. I mean, I get they're going back to
Boston.
They've
been favored by 10-plus points basically the entire series. So,
dude, it's entirely possible the Knicks close this thing out tonight in Boston. The T-Wolves could close it out tonight in Golden State. Oklahoma City won last night.
That was such a good game, too.
I went to sleep. But, yes.
I mean, it's crazy because I was tweeting this out. When you watch that Oklahoma City crowd, there are some raucous basketball environments. And then there's these small towns like Oklahoma City that have an NBA team, and they go nuts. Like, everybody complains about, wear the T-shirts. Oklahoma City, you don't have that complaint. You can see it striped out sections. They got the white. They got the blue. It's going nuts. And I think New York is a basketball town, so I think the Garden's always rocking. But I'm trying to think the last time I saw like the Staples Center or Crypto.com or whatever it's called now rocking like that. You just don't. Outside of maybe the Knicks and MSG, you just don't see arenas in big-time cities rock like that. And so this idea that the NBA always has where get this superstar out of Milwaukee, get this superstar out of OKC, get this superstar out of wherever, and put him in New York or L.A., I mean, you're kind of missing the point there. That was a really good OKC team. They get the win last night. It was a raucous environment. I love watching good playoff basketball when there's not extra shenanigans. It's just good basketball. And the end of that game is awesome.
Part of the worst part of my enjoyment of NBA playoffs is just a reminder. It's like kind of a slap in the face, honestly, as a consumer of sports, how bad the regular season is.
Yeah.
It's just like, yo, if you're able to do this, and I understand intensity ramps up in all sports, but there's no other anything. A mid-July baseball game, guys are still sliding hard in the second, and pitchers are, you know, giving it every ounce of gas they got. Like, there's no other sport where the dichotomy between the good product of the playoffs, where everybody's trying hard, and the, not all the time, but way too often crap product of the regular season is more apparent than the NBA. The Pacers were losing. The Pacers were down like 15, almost 20 in the first half. I watched that game. The puck, Dallas is a wagon, dude. I wonder if Dallas Edmonton could be just an epic Western Conference Finals. I think we get Leafs Panthers tonight and Oilers Knights. I would love to see Edmonton close that out. I am very much rooting for Edmonton. Watching Connor McDavid play hockey is like a joy.
He's so good.
That's a 9:30 puck drop. Might be able to watch that. If you're around this evening, obviously, dude, we might have the whole damn thing before then, but the official NFL schedule release is at 8 o'clock. I got a live show of All Ears tonight, schedule release show at 8:30, so tune into that. The biggest news, things are going to leak out all day, is the NFL schedule. I think hopefully we're past all the think pieces of like, oh, why is the schedule release such a big deal? It just is, man. It just is.
Anything the NFL does is a big deal. Like, you can complain about it, but I think it's foolish, and I'm over here, which ones do we know? What do we have? It is what it is. Anything the NFL does, we eat right out of their hands. They have us by the throat.
So here's what we know definitively. Definitively is kind of a stretch. The two things we know definitively are week 16 against Philly. That's going to be that Saturday game on the 20th of December. And week 11, November 16th, in Miami. I'm sorry, against Miami in Madrid. Vamos a Madrid, okay? Those are locked in. I believe Bleacher Report, or maybe he's Fox now.
Yeah, he's Fox now.
Jordan Schultz.
Yeah.
Schultz is saying week one, Northwest Stadium, Commanders hosting the Giants. So that is Toby's team against White Bryan's team.
My money's on Toby's team.
I think that's the smart money. See if you... White Bryan, see what lines we got. See if we got a line for week one, Skins Giants. Sheehan is reporting Commanders Cowboys on Christmas. That tracks. Last night I was told they're hosting on Christmas. It's either going to be the Bears or the Cowboys. So that tracks for me. Also, on a personal level, I'm good with it. You'll hear zero complaints from me about working Christmas because I don't have to travel.
I know one person that'll complain.
Oh, yeah. Let's see if we can get Rooster. Schedule release day is obviously a big one for him. I am really curious because there's going to be a run of significant primetime games, yet all the ones we're seeing so far aren't. Now, it's national exposure, right? Philly on a Saturday doubleheader, bang, that's a national audience. Madrid, that early morning slot, 9 a.m., whatever that is. What time does Earl Forsey's show start for the Madrid game?
Ooh.
Earl comes on like 5 hours before kickoff?
Yeah, are we doing a 5 a.m. countdown to kickoff?
When do you start? Don't you do pregame?
I have not done pregame, but sometimes we'll do live.
You do in-game? What do you
sometimes.
Do?
Sometimes. Kind of just depends.
Who was that, Denton and Linnell?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've done postgame with Doc A post game before the 1 o'clock games would be wild.
Dude, I bet Doc's Madrid game post game will be lit because everybody's locked in. Like your day is starting so early. That's a good question for the Clusterbuster. So that game starts at 9:30. How much pregame are we going to devote to that joint? Because I bet a lot of fans will just kind of roll into that thing on television at like 9:25.
Oh, yeah. I'm hoping to make it over there.
I think Earl should start at 6 a.m. I'll say it now. You're hoping to go to Madrid?
I'm hoping to go.
I like that. You're very worried about a checked bag, though.
Well, I mean, I need clothes. Like you talked about, I'm pretty coordinated.
All right. White Brian says, we don't have Commanders Giants lines yet. And I understand the betting houses probably don't want to put out lines for games that are reported and not official yet.
Well, and we don't know which of the six Giants quarterbacks is starting yet.
That's probably
Russell Wilson, but they have like five.
Right.
So who knows?
That's a good point. So for the Week 11 matchup against the Dolphins, you could lock that in right now. Commanders favored by 2.5.
Okay.
You know, my only thought, those Europe games, typically very ugly.
Yeah, I might take an under.
No, I have an early under lean on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
See if there's a line for the Eagles game on the week before Christmas. So what we know is Miami in Madrid, Philly here on the 20th of December.
Take this for what it's worth. NFL nerd says week two in Green Bay, Thursday Night Football.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
That tracks.
That'd be pretty fun. Lambeau Field, week two. And by the way, I think if you want a Thursday night game, you can correct me if I'm wrong here, JP, but give me that early in the season, right? Like, there's not
My actual birthday.
Is it really?
Yeah.
You're celebrating. Well, hey, you wanted an early game in Green Bay, right? You didn't want to have to go up there when it was snowing. So you should be good there. But I think early on in the season, that's when you want those Thursday night games. I know some people look at it as a chance to get an extra sort of bye week, but I think if I were a player, I would enjoy it because I don't have the wear and tear of 10 weeks of football already on my body, and then I have to play two in 4 or 5 days versus I haven't played that many games yet, and we'll see. But that's an interesting one.
So let's be clear, everybody hears us. Now, we're not reporting this. This is from NFL Schedule News. Aussie NFL, but this dude was the first to report the Madrid game, and he was correct about that. Says Commanders Packers week two, Thursday night football. That definitely tracks to me. I had heard that was going to be a primetime game. That would mean they open at home against the Giants, then they're on the road. That is the first Amazon Thursday broadcast of the year. Amazon may have released that information. We should see if there's an official release. A lot to break down from this. I mean, short week two, but you get those out of the way. I mean, they're going to play at least one Thursday. Everybody does. Get it out of the way early. You're still relatively fresh there. on a personal level, Panic is playing two nights in Richmond that weekend, so maybe I can.
There you go.
Maybe I can get out there. I also know some pretty good golf courses out in Wisconsin.
There are very good golf courses in that area.
Pretty early in the year, nice and warm. Hopefully, no snow on the ground yet. All right, so as stuff is coming out right now, it looks like week one at home against the Giants. Week two on the road, Thursday night football against the Packers. Stay tuned. We're basically just going to do schedule release stuff all day. And there's a ton of stuff outside of Washington that you're all going to care about because we're all addicted to the NFL. Like me and B. Mitch are to those Fritos. I might buy some. The teams that have the most games released so far, the Giants and the Jets schedule, I think maybe it's just a product of the New York media. I don't know. But they typically have so many games come out early. I am on this website called progrid.org. This is some seriously nerdy stuff, but I don't care. Left hand up, it's who I am today. We got to get the whiteboard going here in a minute. I don't know if we have any markers anymore, but it's whiteboard season. Listen to the Giants, dude. Now, perhaps this is unsubstantiated should you want to make that delineation, but per progrid.org, which basically is an aggregator of all of these NFL schedule leaks, the Giants, who may be starting Russ Wilson, Jameis Winston, Jackson Dart. Did they release my guy DeVito? What's up with DeVito?
I think he's still there. I saw a picture of him still there. He's White Bryant shaking his head. He's all still right. there.
Shout out to Tommy DeVito. So we don't know who's starting between that quartet. Who you got as your week one starter for the New York football Giants right now?
Giants country, let's ride. Russell Wilson.
Russ. Why, Brian, who you got as the starter?
Famous Jameis.
Ooh.
Am I crazy to say Dart?
No, absolutely not. If he's the best quarterback, why wouldn't you start him right away? If it's close, just start him.
I think Daboll would rather go. But it gives them an excuse later in the year if they stink. Then you go to Dart, and maybe that's their attempt to save their jobs.
Be interesting if Jameis starts week one. What do you do with Russell Wilson then? You just move on?
So I'm pulling up the contract structure right now because I wonder if one of those guys could get released.
Yeah, maybe.
Like if somebody stinks, Russ has $2 million in guarantees.
Are they going to do the same thing that the Falcons are kind of doing with Kirk where like you can eat it, but they're holding on to these guys, seeing if someone, an injury or something happens in preseason and someone is desperate for a quarterback. You can trade them for like a fifth or sixth. Maybe you just do that to the last possible second.
Yeah, I think you consider all your options. None of what they did until the Jackson Dart move made any sense. All right, but for the New York Giants, dude, opener here against Washington, a team that swept them last year. The first one was close. Luckily, the Giants, Daboll idiotically didn't have a second kicker available to elevate. And the one up there was blowout. So the Giants go at Washington, at Dallas to open the season. Then their home opener is against the Chiefs. Then they're at L.A. Or maybe that's that's home against the Chargers. Then they play the Eagles. I guess that is... Is that a Monday night game? What is a Thursday night football, Eagles, Giants, week six? Giants got a tough slate, dude. That's a tough way to open. Philly's got a bunch of games out. What is everyone calling about? What is everyone calling for? I don't understand. There's like a zillion calls right now.
We are fired up about the schedule.
I guess so. We are giving away Caps tickets at some point. We're not doing it yet though, folks. There is just – NFL schedule day is fun, man. I don't know what to tell you. Per progrid.org, the Eagles schedule as currently released, Dallas in the opener, week two, Eagles at Chiefs, Super Bowl rematch. I believe that's the 4:30 slot on Fox. Week six, Thursday nighter against the Giants. Week 10 – Monday night football in Lambeau. And then they have the Bears on Black Friday. That's the day after Thanksgiving. And then obviously Washington in that Saturday doubleheader. So right before Christmas. So a lot of information coming out. It's going to be fun, dude. What game? So the Madrid game might be it. Outside of the Madrid game, what road game would you want to go to most, Toby?
Kansas City.
Really? Just to see Arrowhead or what?
Patrick Mahomes, one of my favorite quarterbacks to watch. He was kind of the guy that I would dial in on when the Skins were so bad that you didn't have anybody to care about in the playoffs. So I would lock in on what the Chiefs were doing with Mahomes. And so being able to see him at Arrowhead, it's kind of on the bucket list. I have, you know, for me, I there's certain athletes that you feel like you just got to see at least once. And after Kobe passed away, it kind of made me think, I got to see these guys, like whoever it is, in every sport.
That's a mature...
I've seen just about everybody I need to see that's on my list right now, except for Patrick Mahomes.
That's good for you, dude. There are players like that you want to see. And you got to make a point of doing it. I mean, our weird text thread last night, I was looking up, I was looking up Joe DiMaggio's numbers.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's certain guys. Like, I've seen Otani. I think he's a must-see. Steph Curry.
I've seen Otani.
In the NFL, I think, like, Josh Allen or Lamar. Now, I think for a lot of people outside of here, it's Jaden Daniels.
Sure.
But Pat Mahomes is on my list, so I want to see him.
Arrowhead is cool, man. I've worked a couple games out there. It is massive. It's in the middle of nowhere. Like, what you realize off the East Coast, and maybe the West Coast is like this too, but, like, I mean, I realized it last night, yesterday in Raleigh, like, you get 20 minutes, 30 minutes outside of a city down south or in the Midwest or something, it's Nowheresville.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say Arrowhead is probably like 20 minutes outside of downtown KC. And for the tailgating crowd that's upset that the new RFK might not have that good at tailgating.
There's plenty of room there.
Arrowhead is the capital of your universe because there's nothing out there but parking lots. And those people take their tailgating very seriously. Now, if you want to take your tailgating very seriously, maybe find a place to tailgate before Game 5, Caps Canes, tomorrow night. All day long on 106.7 The Fan, we're giving away Caps Canes tickets for Game 5, 20 minutes after the hour. Caller number 9 right now, 800-636-1067. You win a pair of tickets to Caps Game 5 for the 2025 Stanley Cup Playoffs. Washington Capitals, Thursday, May 15th against Carolina. At Capital One Arena. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.